Hello everyone out there, and welcome to my podcast, Miss Tiana's Little Space Playground. So you're probably thinking, what? Yeah, I changed the name of my channel and of my podcast. I wanted it to more reflect the ABDL lifestyle and more about what my podcasts are about, which is about finding a little space and finding acceptance. And within this vast world of my social networking is my playground, where I know the things that I want to talk about and the things that I have been doing over the last few years that makes me feel as if that name kind of reflected everything. Miss Tiana, it comes from Princess and a Frog, and I really love Disney and everything Disney. Little space, I love to create a little space for ABDLs and playground. Simply, this is where I play. This is where I'm able to be myself. And also within my household, you know, I have a nursery and playpen, and I have a playroom, and I have ABDL high chairs. So I just felt like that was just a great name. So there will be some changes going on. So I am going to be starting virtual ABDL babysitting services. I'm really excited about that. And I'm also going to start planning ABDL mini retreats. So basically, these retreats will probably be different, but I'm gonna pick a time where I can have these retreats and where I want to have them. I'm thinking maybe Universal Studios or Disney World. So these will be some things that I will be working on, and I hope to get some feedback. If people know how to contact me, you know, through Instagram or Twitter, I hope that you're able to contact me on some ideas that you think would be fun for the lifestyle for other age players. And being a caregiver or a beg or even a switch, we like to have fun too. So I kind of feel as if sometimes in order for us to get into our little space, we have to get outside of our normal circle and be able to feel free and comfortable and relaxed. And so this is where the whole idea came from, doing ABDL mini retreats. And I'm working on some things, and I'm hoping that by the beginning of summer, I will have some things solidified and working for people in the community. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And today, oh, and one more thing. I'm also going to be switching up some things in my podcast. I know I talk a lot about the ABDL lifestyle, and that's great, and I really love it. But I'm going to also add a segment into my podcast where it's just talking about things that are on my mind. It could be about history, it could be about pop culture, it could be about anything. And basically what that is allowing people to kind of get to know me a little bit and get to know me outside of the ABDL universe, because I do have friends who are ABDLs, and I also have friends who are ABDLs, and we go out and we do like vanilla things. So I just kind of want to do something different with this podcast, make it bigger, make it more exciting, and possibly bring a new fan base to the podcast and also to grow it. I also want to say thank you for anybody who is downloading my podcast. Today I hit over 10,000 downloads. So everyone out there, Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And another part of my podcast is I'm hoping to become more interactive with other people, possibly having giveaways and having like little games that you could do together and giving out prizes to people. This is something that I would really love to do. And I figure like one of the best ways that I could probably do that is through Instagram or through Twitter or through my YouTube channel, which is called Tiana's Little Space Playground. So if you have not checked out my YouTube channel, please check it out. It has lots of clips on there that I think that people will enjoy very much. So on to what I want to talk about. And usually things just kind of like pop up in my head. I'm like, oh, great. This is in my head today. Let's talk about this. Or maybe I've had an experience with something and I'm like, huh, I kind of want to talk about it. And when I talk about things, I like to conversate. I like to talk about stuff, you know, what's going on in the ABDL community and how it's affecting people. And I believe that when we do that, it also helps us to get to know one another and get to understand each other and get to really dive into different dynamics within the ABDL community. And one of the things that I want to talk about, and I've been kind of on the fence about talking about this, and it's on people of color in kink or in the ABDL community. Are we truly accepted inside of kink, or are we just tolerated? And this is where I get this from. So I am African American. I don't have blonde hair or the long brown hair. I don't have brown, green, blue eyes. And I am a woman who has hips and thighs and breasts. There is no hiding who I am. If even though I've lost like a lot of weight, I still have curves, and I just believe that that's just going to always be a part of me. So I wanted to learn more about social media and being in the community. And I reached out, you know, to some people, or I tried to strike up a conversation with some people, and they're mainly, I want to be blunt, they're mainly Caucasian women. And I get totally ignored. Like, I don't even exist. Not even like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable doing that, or I don't share that, or I don't do that because I just want to promote myself, which is fine. Like, I'm not upset about it or angry about it. But then it leaves a really bad ding to my heart, because you will see a lot of people, or Caucasian people, who will put their name and then they'll have like Black Lives Matter, or they have like the black fist up. But when someone who is of color come to you to communicate, to talk to you about the ABDL lifestyle, we hear crickets. No one's responding back. No one's, you know, taking the time to like talk to you. And I'm not saying that I need like two or three paragraphs. Just like, hey, I'm thinking about doing clips as a mommy. You're a baby, so that does not interfere with you. I'm just wondering, like, how do you do that? Or, you know, like, what's your experience like? And I find out that a lot of times I get ignored. They don't talk back to me. They don't say anything to me. Nothing at all. So it leads me to believe that, like, so you have all this of what Black Lives Matter and fairness and equality and all this stuff under the rainbow. But when you're approached by someone who is a person of color, who isn't fake, who isn't trying to take your money, just trying to get your viewpoint on things because apparently I like your content, I see what you're doing, and I just want to learn, and you hear nothing. And I just believe that, so Are you truly accepting of people in color within the kink or within the ABDL community? Or are you just tolerating us because now we're starting to see more people in color and kink in the ABDL lifestyle? And a lot of these people who are of color, who are in the lifestyle, they know a lot. They know rope, they know BDSM, they know about bondage. They are very, very set in a foundation of learning that they know. And when we reach out, it kind of feels like, okay, you're here, we want to say Black Lives Matter, we want to say PC, but you know, if you do come to me or try to talk to me, I'm not going to respond back to you. And to me, that's just kind of bogus. To me, that's like, well, then take off your Black Lives Matter from your name and no more of the black fist if you're not going to truly be there for the people of color within your community. And that takes more than just writing a post or doing a video on YouTube. I mean, actually getting your hands dirty to kind of get to know who the people of color are in the community. For one, being a person of color and even trying to be into like the kink community, it's already tough already, especially for the black men, because a lot of black men were raised or can be thrown by like grandmas and aunties who went to church and revival, and they were taught that if they had anything, any desires outside of that, that they're going to go to hell, that their lives didn't matter. Or if they felt attraction to the same sex, that, oh, we're going to shun you from the church. You can't even be around any children because you might infect them with your sin. So we come to this place and we get our footing and we start learning about ourselves. But then when we try to like reach out, we hear crickets or we don't hear anything back, or we're just plain old ignored. The same thing when I see people of color in their content. I will go on Instagram and I will see a lot of cute little black baby girls doing their AB thing, and they have videos and things like that, and no one's commenting, no one's like sending them any like love. So that's why whenever I do see people of color in the forums or posting pictures, I always click like, and I always go, yes, queen, work it. Because it is tough and it is definitely hard when you are a person of color coming into a world of BDSM and that has mostly been dominated by white males, and now you're seeing a lot of white females with the pocket stars and the only sites, the fan only sites. So sometimes it just feels like you say we're a part of you, you're saying that you're with, you know, people of color, you're saying the Black Lives Matter, but you know what, when I go on your Instagram page, as much as you white knight for Black Lives Matter, I don't see not one like, I don't see not one picture of you even with a person of color or giving credit to people of color who are in the lifestyle. So it sends a very mixed feeling, especially when you try to reach out and then you get nothing. So I guess I'm just trying to understand, if people of color, are we really accepted in this community? Or is this just being the PC thing to say nice stuff? Because I feel like there's like a mix. But I do know that when I first started out in doing BDSM and learning, that I will go to parties and I will be the only black person there. Not even a black male. I'll be the only black person there. And it did kind of feel weird, because a lot of times people would approach me and they'll be like, I had one where I went to a party and this lady was like, so my husband's fantasy is to be dominated by a black woman, and he says that he is so attracted to you and he just loves your presence, and I'm totally okay with this, and you know, how would you feel about being his black mistress? And which is flattering, but as I'm getting older, it's kind of like, Okay. So I am flattered, but hi, my name is, and what do you like and what are you into? Yes, I love feeling appreciated, and yes, I love feeling like the genuine, nurturing, caring love from my ABDL friends and my ABDL littles and people that I babysit. But to only be picked out solely because of my color, but nothing to do with who I am, it kind of is like, so am I just being a tool for you? Like, what is the purpose? What will be the connection? Is it just going to be for you to get your jollies off and then you kick me to the curb because you've had what you wanted from me and then you're done? And these are the things that I think about. These are the things that play in my mind. And it's so weird because we're in 2021 where we are so progressive forward, where people are supposed to be thinking more freely and be more open. But there is still a part of the community that is so close. And even with like the younger generation, where they can't even reach out back to you if you say something to them. You don't see them commenting on the people of color's content. So it makes you really think to the core about who says they are for Black Lives Matter, who say that they are for people of color. In my opinion, if you haven't liked or shared someone who is a person of color of their content, and I know they're out there, then I feel like you need to take all that off. And you need to rethink some things. Because it's one thing to say it, but there's another thing to do it and to support the people who are within the community trying to learn about it, or even trying to share their content, or even just say, hey, you know, I see your content, I really like it, but you know what I would do? Or, you know, maybe try this lighting, or have you thought about doing this? Oh, you know what? I really love that you're doing rope. That looks so good. We have to become a community for all and not for some. And it definitely does happen where the community isn't for all. Community is for some. And I feel like we kind of really have to think about what we're putting out there. You know, I am very much in tune with who I am as a person of color, and my friends and family who are of color as well, whether they're in kink or whether they're not in kink. I don't feel like the white knighting is good. I like action more, and I feel like there's a lack of it. And I'm not saying this because, oh, I heard. No, because I've seen it and I've been through it as recently as a couple of months ago, contacting someone and not contacting me back. But then you will go on other, you know, platforms, and you will see that they're communicating and collaborating with other white people, but not with anyone that is of color that have acts to collaborate with. And that really makes me think, like, I know that people of color have reached out to you for collaborating, or possibly wanting to do things with you on, you know, a segment or something, or maybe just an interview or a talk to, who knows. But I see you on other forums or other forms of social networking, and I see that you do communicate with others, but they're all white and look just like you. I know this is a hard concept that I'm talking about, but it's something that is very real and something that should be looked at. It's something that should be really thought about if you're listening to this podcast and you actually do care, is to really think, am I really setting a good precedence for people who are color? I see on my screen that I say Black Lives Matter, but have I really liked any black people or people of color content that are in kink, that are in ABDL? Have I liked any baby girls pictures that were African American? And if you think to yourself and you say no, I've only pressed like to the Caucasian girls, which is fine, then you have to wonder for yourself, are you really for people of color? Is it just for PC? Is it just so that you can keep yourself, you know, like friendly for all? But I definitely do believe that the community does need some work with this. And understanding that when someone is a person of color who wants to dive into this, that some of them have broken off on a deep rooted, seated plant and root of religion, of false ideologies, a false ideology of what a black man should be, a false ideology of what a black woman should be. And if you are not the standard of what they believe that black should be, that you could lose your whole family, that you don't have many friends because then you think that, oh, that person's so weird, they do different things. And it's just like, it's not really weird if you got the chance to get to know me. But a lot of times it takes a lot of courage for people of color to step forward. And it's amazing that we're seeing more and more now, but even like 10 years ago, you didn't really see that because people of color were just so afraid. Maybe their grandpa was a pastor, now their dad's a pastor, and their cousins and uncles are deacons and evangelists. And they're moving to a way that have been preached to hate themselves. So when they come into a community like this and their eyes are like, whoa, like I found my people. I'm finding people that I can groove with, who knows what I'm talking about, and I want to learn from them. I want to see what I can do in the community. And then when they reach out to someone who is not of color or who is Caucasian, they get nothing back. I want people to know that when you do that, that is like trauma for someone who is of color and who is trying to exploring kink and things like that. We really need to kind of really think about what we're doing, what we're saying, and if we're truly, truly, truly creating a place of acceptance, or are we having a place of, you can be accepted, but just how I want it to be accepted. And then if that's the case, then what's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of being an ABDL? What's the purpose of being free of who you are in this community? If you come into this community and you're right off the bat going to be either shamed, or you're not going to want to communicate with someone, or someone asks you a question and it's like, nope, I don't want to talk to them, or I'm not going to like their posts, or I'm not going to like their pictures. If that's the case, then we have to do some thinking about, are we for community, or are we for self, or are we just want a white knight and be the PC police officer when in return you haven't done anything for the black community within kink, or supported or liked or even talked to someone that is of color within the community just to see, hey, you're new, like your content, keep it up. These are the things that we need to work on, because I do see the gaps. And if I see the gaps, I'm sure other people have too. It's just that, quite frankly, I do not have a problem with expressing how I feel about things. I know my partners are like, oh, I don't want you to say that because someone might cancel culture you. I'm like, no. If I feel a way, if I see something, I'm going to say something. That's just who I am. So, I just want people just to remember that this community is for everyone. And to reach out, no matter what the color is. You know, don't just be a white knight. Don't just be someone who says something. Actually do. Put that into action to reach out to others, especially the community who are of color, who are trying to understand this and maybe new and wanting to understand things. Just don't shun them right away, or, you know, don't even talk to them when they ask you questions about the lifestyle, or, oh, how do you do this? Let's try to be a community that is truly for everyone. Because when we are for everyone in this community, things go by so much more smoothly. if we just put the time to care for others and to be there for one another. And I'm not trying to create this like utopia, because people do have challenges. I have challenges. I have anxiety. I deal with things too. But I know that other people in this lifestyle, in this community, that they're going through things too. That they're going through things as well. So let's work together on this. Yeah, it won't be perfect, but we can try to make it a really good place for people that is safe and encouraging to others. So everyone out there, you hear Ella? Be beautiful, be kind, be brave. And remember to keep smiling. And remember that it's okay to be AB and it's okay to be you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There will be more coming. And I apologize that it's kind of heavy, but sometimes you need some heaviness. And sometimes you need some more fun stuff. So, everyone out there, have a good day, and I hope to be podcasting with you soon. Bye!